Life is totally transformed. Only the Spirit of God can do something like that. For you to stand out here in the middle of,
you know what
God's doing,
that's an absolute lie.
You need to get out of here.
That's an absolute lie.
You do need to get out.
No,
of here.
I don't. I'm on a public sidewalk. This is free speech.
You need to leave here.
No, I'm not.
Because what
no.
you are doing.
No, I'm not leaving
division.
Here. I'm not leaving here, and I am causing division.
Yes.
Matthew 10. Jesus
leave.
Said, "Divide." He said, "He came to divide. He did not come
no,
to bring
he said
peace.
He came to he bring came- a sword."
That's division.
Yeah. No, he's
Hebrews 4:12, the sword of God.
No,
let me answer what you
truth.
Said. That's
he
an absolute lie that you can't come out of drugs and alcohol without the Spirit of God. I talk to AAA people all the time. I talk to atheists all the time. I talk to Roman Catholics, Muslims all the time that come out of drugs. That's a lie.
Yeah.
You do not justify false doctrine by the some of the fruit. Okay,
yeah.
Adolf Hitler.
Have you seen the transformed lives that came?
Adolf
out of
Hitler.
Yeah, that's right. Keep on.
Adolf Hitler actually had soup kitchens and fed people. So did Al Capone in Chicago. It was a cover for his sinister sin on the side. Satan comes into the world and he deceives people with false doctrines. I didn't say they don't do any good. I said they don't have sound doctrine. They don't have the gospel.
Yes, they do. They
if you think this, no. If you
yes,
think this
yes.
is biblical, you're deceived and you're going to lose your soul. I love you enough to tell you that. Yeah. All you got to do is open the Bible to prove it, sir. Open the Bible to prove it.
I am a disciple.
Yeah?
I study the Word of God.
Okay. What's the biblical gospel to eternal life?
What's the biblical gospel to eternal life? What do you mean by that?
How do you find eternal life?
It's through Jesus Christ.
I'm asking him. Well, let him talk. I'll get to you. I'll get to you.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus. That's it. Just believe in Jesus.
Yeah, he is the door. Yeah.
Is that all?
No, there's... Obeying, obedience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obeying, obedience. Is there anything more before you can even start to obey?
You know that.
I'm asking you. You said you know the Bible. So are you saying faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood? I'm going to help you.
Saved by grace through faith, yeah.
Okay. Well, what does a saving grace and faith actually produce per James in chapter 2?
Oh, tell me.
Works of holiness and obedience.
We're not saved by works. Works is the result.
Actually, works are part of your salvation.
Works is something that comes after.
1 Timothy 4:16 says, "Walk in sound doctrine, by which you are saved and those that hear you." The
okay.
reason we're
so
saved by sound doctrine
into,
and works is its fruit. It's fruit that
God
Jesus is in you. If you're worldly,
yeah.
if you believe this is of God, if you believe that men that
so
sell the gospel.
Me, you're telling me all these young people and all these children that are coming here and turning their life around and helping other people. You're telling me that's wrong?
If you're not born again by the biblical gospel, you're not going to find eternal life. That's just a fact.
Well,
that's just a fact.
Yeah,
and the fruit of this place is not the biblical gospel, and it's not holiness and obedience. It's corrupt, false ways. This man is linked to Bill Johnson and the demonic NAR group that I was talking about.
They're doing the commission.
No, they're not. They're deceivers, and this is of Satan.
Oh.
And I'm going to stand out here and call it out every day of the week. No, I'm not.
Yes,
you can't prove
let's
that doctrinally.
Guys, let's just pray for each other.
I don't pray with people I don't know. On the side, yeah.
On the side.
Yep.
You pray for us.
Yep,
we'll
yep.
pray for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate your time. I really do.
Check out my website, man. Email me if you ever want to talk about the things of God. I'd love to help you go deep, lose your life. Don't follow this as the pattern of Christianity. You're going to answer to God and God's word. And if you keep, you and I already determined, per God's word, you live in one sin, worldliness, false ways, you're going
to
lose your soul. Test yourself.
You.
Yeah.
Really do.
Seriously. Yeah. Thanks. Test yourself. We love you. Can I help you, young man?
I just want to know your preaching before, because everybody seems to be a little upset, but Jesus always went up and talked to people. So I'd actually like to know what you're preaching before I come and read.
Did you get a gospel card?
I gave it to...
Can I give you another one? There you go. My wife will give you one. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what you heard, but
a few things you've said. And
I'm good.
Yeah, the gospel. Okay. Any gospel that does not call you out of the world. Okay? And transform your heart and mind. All right?
Yeah.
Any gospel that doesn't do that is not a biblical complete gospel. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they come out of the world." Coming out of the world means you no longer follow the culture in how you dress, talk, act, live, what you listen to. Hear the music playing right now? This is fleshly music that makes you move your body. In the Bible, they never used instrumental music because it was fleshly. So by the shed blood of Jesus, when you truly believe that Christ died for your sin and he rose again, the Bible calls you to repent.
Uh-huh.
Repentance is not just feeling bad about your sin.
Uh-huh.
Repentance is going, I'm a sinner. I keep sinning. Christ died for me to make a way. I need to leave my sin. When you leave your sin, you test everything in your life. When God sees a willing vessel in Acts 5, he says, I'll give the Holy Spirit to those who will obey. He didn't give the Holy Spirit to anybody. Can I finish the gospel? So he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Okay? And the fruit you have the Holy Spirit, if you're born again, is you're testing your life. You're testing your pastor. You're testing your words. You're testing your ways to the scriptures. You don't just go to youth group. You're not just going to church. You're not watching football and watching videos and movies. You're scouring the scriptures to go, how does God want me to live? Because the Holy Spirit's inside me now. I want to be a holy temple of God. I can't live like the world. James 4:4 says, if you live like the world, you're an enemy of God. So by faith, repentance, you're born again. And the fruit you're born again is this holiness and obedience. This is not holy to God. This is worldly and carnal. And then the Bible says you have to endure. What that means is I'm married. Every day I have to act like a married man. When if you ever get married, you commit to your wife, your husband, every day, women that are here, every day you commit to your partner, you got to endure in that. You can mess it up in one day.
Yeah, pretty easy.
You beat her, she's going to leave you and not trust you anymore. You go cheat on her or... It's a covenant. So we're in a blood covenant with Jesus, and we must endure in that covenant. And as you grow in your faith, you become stronger. You grow in your holiness. But here's the deal. Anything you know is sin, you don't keep it. You leave it, even if you lose all your friends. Even if you said, you know what, I've learned that all these music videos, these movies, these are not of God. Your friends go, oh man, that's cool. We like them, man. You're a freak. And you go, I'm following God. You lose them. And so what happens is Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. That man was just saying, right. He said, yeah, Jesus didn't say just sit and do nothing. He said, follow. Sheep follow a shepherd. Goats follow the world. This is full of goats. Spiritual goats. Unregenerated people that have a false Jesus. And Paul did warn. I haven't preached this today. I need to. 2 Corinthians 11:4. Paul warned about false Jesus, false gospels, and a false spirit. I believe that's what is at play here. People think they have Jesus. And even Jesus in Matthew 24 warned in the last days. You know what he warned was going to happen? Many false teachers will show up on the scene. They're everywhere today. Saying, I am the Christ.
Yeah.
And they'll say, Jesus is here. Jesus is there. They'll tell you, oh, Jesus is inside there. And well, the presence of God. That's a lie. Jesus said, don't believe them. Don't believe them, okay? He said, when I come, every eye's going to see me. So it's a false Jesus that the churchianity systems are following. This James River Church and John Lindell is a heretic false teacher. He's linked to Bill Johnson, who believes in grave sucking. He believes in mysticism. He believes in slain in the spirit. All this twitching I was just doing. That's who they bring in. These guys believe the Holy Spirit causes you to twitch. This is demonic and satanic, and this man, John Lindell, promotes it. That's
what
why I stand against
you to
it.
Do is actually watch the sermons that we got up about that, so you can see.
Are you with Bill Johnson?
The front.
You said we, so you know about this. Do you think the Holy Spirit causes your body to jerk in all kinds of weird manifestations?
I just encourage you to watch the sermon.